Your congregation belonging to Christ, we are here this Monday morning for our annual Thanksgiving Day service. And there's something so very different about Christian Thanksgiving. The theme for our service also suggests this: being thankful in a way that seems unthankful, but isn't at all. This theme is based on the two texts for this service, the first from the Old Testament and the second from the New Testament. The Old Testament verse we highlighted is verse 17 of Psalm 116, where David, in thanksgiving praise, says, "I will offer to you," meaning to the Lord, who was so merciful and good to him, as the psalm indicates and shows, "I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord." And then the New Testament text, the special verses that we looked at or mentioned, Philippians 4, 6, and 7, there Paul exhorts the Christians in his day, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Now, even before explaining and expanding on our sermon theme, being thankful in a way that seems unthankful but isn't at all, based on these verses just mentioned, let me say yet what led me to these texts for this Thanksgiving service 2021. And it is the fact, congregation, of the troublesome times in which we are living. That's what led me to these two texts. I mean, it's no secret to us all, is it? Some of you really know about this, how challenging again this past year has been, with the ongoing COVID issues and so much instability and increasing lack of security, humanly speaking, on so many fronts. Well, this all made me think, let's consider this year in our Thanksgiving service scripture passages which so reveal and proclaim God triune as such an infinite resource of mercy and help for us in our every single need. Time and time again, true thanksgiving, congregation, that is genuine Christian thanksgiving, isn't so much even about being grateful for all that we have and enjoy in this life, though that's part of thanksgiving, surely. But it isn't so much about that as it is about knowing and trusting God in all our needs and cares, in the whole of our life, regardless what we have or don't have. So I pray this Thanksgiving Day sermon will be blessed of God to make us all not only wholeheartedly thankful, but also most joyfully so. Yes, even in the difficult and dark times that we are going through, some of you in a real way. So now again, coming to our sermon theme, being thankful in a way that seems unthankful, but isn't at all. What is meant with this, you might ask? Well, did you two notice how in both our Old Testament and New Testament texts for this service, while speaking of being thankful, at the same time, these texts speak of calling on God more and coming yet with further requests to Him? Doesn't this seem somewhat odd to you too? And perhaps even as maybe not quite right? I mean, here think of a child that gets a special present, perhaps from the grandparents, or from an aunt or an uncle. And as parents, you say to your child, be sure to say thank you to that person or those persons who gave that special present. And imagine that child would say then, thank you, and then immediately add, do you have something more that you can give? Because I'm always needing more. You would be so embarrassed as parents, and you would say, son or daughter, don't talk like that, for that's so impolite. It's just not right. But now, with God, congregation, the Bible actually teaches us, with God triune, as revealed in Jesus Christ, that ongoing prayer and petition to God for more and more help in all our needs and cares, that's actually a main part, a key part of true thanksgiving to God. We come in true gratitude to God, not only thankful for what he has given to us and supplied for us so graciously and generously, but when we also then keep on asking for more of his mercies and more of his blessings so needed by us every day again. David, as a child of God, he was so helped and delivered in a time of need in his life, as Psalm 116 tells us. I say David. The psalm doesn't actually say David wrote the psalm, but most believe it was David. But in godly thankfulness, notice, he comes with thankfulness. He says, I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and, he says, and will call upon the name of the Lord. It's like him saying, thanks, Lord, for all your benefits to me. You can count on me calling on you again and again and again and again. And doesn't that same come out in Philippians 4? Paul, writing to Christians in his day, facing all kinds of trials and needs and cares, and he exhorts, be anxious or worried, stressed about nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, meaning in all your petitions, in all your needs, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Indeed, call upon him again and again, as David says. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So, can you agree with me? Clearly, what is being taught here is the wonderfulness of true Christian thanksgiving and thanksgiving before God. The test of real thanksgiving for us all before God. It's being thankful in a way that seems unthankful, but isn't at all. And to understand this better now, congregation, and to rejoice in this truth about Christian thanksgiving and living in godly thankfulness truly, let's, for the rest of this sermon, think of several gospel truths so related to this wonder of Christian thankfulness and being thankful to God in a way that seems unthankful, but that isn't at all. For one, doesn't this fit so much, congregation, with who God is, the God of the Bible? God's word teaches us over and over, God triune is such an infinite resource of every blessing for us in our lives. How does James put it? Every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variation or shadow of turning. And Paul exclaims in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 7, to those who are being boastful about themselves, he writes, who make you to differ from another? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? You often hear me say also this service, at the beginning of every service, in the morning especially, what is stated in the first article of our Belgic Confession about God, that he in his being and ways is the overflowing fountain of all good. So we will sing too later after this service at the end of our doxology, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. How right then, dear congregation, when truly thankful to God, also today, that we keep going to him, always for more blessings still in our lives, for soul and body, as in our every need, since he alone is the fount of every blessing. Well, is this your and my conviction and confession of faith too, this Thanksgiving Day 2021? You know, how many today will celebrate Thanksgiving and enjoy different blessings, but God is left out of the picture? God isn't acknowledged often even without a word of prayer, with a great meal before them. So abundantly provided still in this land of so much plenty in our part of the world, surely, compared to other places. People don't acknowledge God. They don't thank him. And they don't call upon him for more blessings. But when we are truly thankful, congregation, we thank the Lord for his blessings, and we keep making more requests to God and calling upon him in all our needs, because we know he is the ultimate, one and only treasure house, storehouse of every blessing that we ever need in life and death and forevermore. Then the second reason why this Christian thankfulness, where we ask for more, even as we give thanks for blessings received, and that being so right and Christian, really. The second reason is that God delights in us always depending on Him and being devoted to Him in everything, every day. You know, the whole problem of our fall into sin is that we seek by nature now to live independent of God. But being created, congregation, as God's image bearers, with a divinely given purpose, only always to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Oh, when we live independently from God, that leads us in the way of sin. It brings us off track. In fact, don't we have to say, congregation, and humbly admit, each one of us, it is our sins and sinfulness when we're not depending on God. When we live lives apart from God, that actually just so dehumanizes us. And it brings on our degradation and our depravity and ultimately our destruction. Without a doubt, that's always the case, except we be born again and repent and believe in the promised Messiah, Christ Jesus, the God-provided Savior. The gospel point, which the Bible teaches over and over, by precept and example, is that only the God-dependent lives are blessed and fruitful and useful lives. Live to the glory of God and for our neighbor's good. Paul says to the Athenians, we live and move and have our being in God and from God. Don't live independent of God. No, but as Peter says, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Congregation, it's not genuine thanksgiving on the part of any one of us today, certainly not before God, to say we are thankful, but then only always not calling on Him further. It's humbling and searching to realize this. We're not thankful. We even say, thanks God, but then we don't say anymore and don't call upon Him. Have you and I learned our absolute need of God for every blessing, for soul and body, all the days of our life? Or are you someone who still thinks and who still acts as if you can do quite well on your own, depending on yourself? Really? Are you yet so blind to the reality of life here on earth, not to mention in regards to life hereafter? I mean, if any time should remind us how we cannot depend on anything of ourselves, even just physically and materially, shouldn't the last couple of years have so driven this home to us so clearly? We can't depend on ourselves. Our health and wealth can be taken from us just like that. And then think of spiritually speaking. Who of us can depend on ourselves to become right with God and to stay right with God and to live right before God and to have right to the heavenly realm hereafter? No, congregation, we are dependent. Let's be wise. To be independent is the way of folly and destruction. Be wise, therefore, and let us humbly admit and acknowledge our total dependency on God for every blessing once received, and for all blessings, time and time again. So yes, let's be thankful. Let's be gladly thankful to God in spirit in the way of our two texts, Old Testament and New Testament, and be thankful in a way that seems unthankful, but that isn't at all. True thanksgiving to God shows in our gratitude to Him for blessings received, and then coming with more requests and more petitions still before Him. Christian thankfulness is all about this, really and richly so. Not only because, well, God triune is such a resource of infinite blessings, and because we were created to live God-dependent lives, but thirdly, consider how God in Christ Jesus just delights to give out of His fullness of blessings for us time and time again. While our first point about God being an infinite resource for us in our every need for soul and body, the reality is, isn't it, that pipeline of blessings for us can be shut off justly, and maybe often is, because of our sin and our rebellion against God by nature. God doesn't owe us a single blessing. With our fall into sin in Adam and our constant sinning as fallen mankind, God rightly can forbid us any and every blessing ever again. But what did God do, even the day Adam and Eve fell, in spite of themselves? He promised that very day, didn't he, his only begotten Son, to seek and to save sinners. And in the fullness of time, that Savior came. And he suffered the righteous wrath of God on sinners' behalf. And he made a way that we might be reconciled to God and receive out of his bounty freely by grace alone, grace for grace, time and time again, all for Jesus' sake alone. For you know, says Paul, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you might through his poverty become rich. It can be stated this way, really. Because of Christ Jesus, congregation, and indeed in all honor and praise to him, the crucified and risen triumphant Savior, now the Lord never tires, always actually even he desires to give us blessing upon blessing upon blessing in all our needs, in all our lives. Yes, even in the valley of the shadow of death, and then in the world to come forevermore. And congregation, we honor the Savior for all his worth when coming to him. Yes, always thankful for what he gives, but then coming to him for more mercy still and more blessings yet for as long as we live. You see, the gospel truth is, for which God's people can never be thankful enough, is that in and through Jesus Christ, God delights. It's his sheer joy to show mercy and care and love and help in all our needs. Romans 8:32, a verse I never tire coming back to again and again. He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Congregation, this is the heart of the gospel. What Paul also says in 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, as I mentioned. And the same apostle, he writes to those who trust God's grace and pray and work to show his grace to others. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, always having all sufficiency in all things, that you may have an abundance for every good work. Oh, dear congregation, It is so unquestionably true, and what every Christian discovers time and again. Hi, Brother A. It's so unquestionably true what every Christian acknowledges about God in Christ for his people. His love has no limit. His grace has no measure. His power has no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater, and sends more strength when labors increase. To added afflictions, he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials, he his multiplied peace. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, as some of you have, when our strength has failed ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving is only begun. His love has no limit for his people. His grace has no measure. His power has no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. So do you agree with me, congregation? In view of who Christ is as all-sufficient Savior, and what he has accomplished on the cross, with his once-for-all sacrifice, and with him now as a risen Redeemer on the throne in glory. How right, congregation, to go to God in true thanksgiving for every blessing given to us, and to be thankful in a way that seems unthankful, but that isn't, to keep asking for more. If you want the sermon in sign language, it's this. Thanks, Lord. Please, more. That's the sermon. Thanks, Lord. Please, more. And God in Jesus is most gracious and delighting in giving more in all our needs. That's what our two texts teach us, surely, this morning. You see, true thankfulness to God, congregation, is not primarily about thanking him for his gifts and blessings to us, though it's part of it, yes, but it's more than that. It's glorying in him as the divine giver and gracious provider of every good thing in our lives. God delights in us coming to him for every blessing because he also knows this is what is most for our benefit and for our good all the days of our lives. Well, again, since the fall into sin, we have lost this perspective completely. But God, by his word and spirit, he wants to teach it to us, doesn't he? And also this Thanksgiving Day 2021, he's reminding us of it, this Christian perspective. He will teach and guide us in this way, even as we ask him to live apart from God, independent, as we said, is the way of death and doom. No matter how many earthly blessings you may presently have and are given to enjoy temporarily, blessings in this life apart from God only further condemn us as guilty, unthankful, deplorable sinners of ourselves. But when we are Christians, by God's grace, and we come in thanksgiving, we may ask and ask for more blessings. And that's the evidence of true thankfulness, really. Continually asking the God we thank for, thank for blessings received. Is that you and me this Thanksgiving Day? Are you really thankful? With a thanksgiving that seems not thankful, but that is thankful. When you keep saying, thanks, Lord, please, more, I need more. Do you say and pray in thankfulness with believing, grateful David long ago, I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the Lord, the name of the Lord. And do you live like Paul teaches in Philippians, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Here we come also to a fourth reason explaining Christian thankfulness, being all about being thankful in a way that seems unthankful, but that isn't at all. And that fourth reason is, it's in the way of you and I being thankful and asking for more blessings that, as Paul teaches, that we find such peace and such comfort in life and death, knowing that God will always be there for us, regardless of what we have or don't have. The Lord will never leave his people in their needs without his help, without his comfort, and without the needed supplies as he sees best. Isn't this what David testifies in Psalm 23? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. How wonderful when that's our testimony, yours and mine too, by God's grace and spirit. Also this Thanksgiving Day, regardless of what our needs may be, isn't this peaceful and positive Christian witness what we are called to give, actually, as confessing believers? Regardless, again, of what we have or don't have. This trust that my God, as Paul says in Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. What reasons, therefore, I say to live in the way of our two main texts, Psalm 116, verse 17, and Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Always being thankful in a way that seems unthankful, but isn't at all. Always and again, gratefully calling on the Lord in all our needs, for soul and body, for day and night, and for family and church and country, till journey's end. You see, never is the Lord's hand shortened to help us. And always he's ready and able to help in his almighty power and according to his sovereign wisdom. Well, how this takes all the stress from life, congregation. When you and I so live depending on God, that doesn't mean it's easy, but then we can have that peace of God. That peace which Paul says surpasses all understanding. And that God gives to his people. Even sometimes in the most difficult of times. That's such a witness when God's people, even in difficult times, can speak of God being there for them with his love and care. Well, then there's one other reason, congregation, to mention yet. To be thankful always in a way that seems unthankful, but that isn't at all. That means in coming in gratitude to him, thanking him, but at the same time saying, Lord, please help me more. Continue to give blessings to me. The fifth reason for this is, you know what? Isn't this what it will be like in heaven too? I had to think about that. But don't you think that's what it will be like in heaven? I mean, in heaven, God's redeemed people there will live in perfect thankfulness to God. And they will be saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, again and again. But won't it mean also, don't you think, Lord, show us more of your glory. Show us more of your wondrous works and ways. And in all eternity, this is what we'll be doing, thanking him, and he'll be showing us more and more about his infinite being and his infinite wondrous works and ways. And our lives will be constantly saying, praise the Lord, thanks be unto God for who he is, the triune God in Christ Jesus. And we will praise and bless him forever and ever for his infinite fullness and beauty. And we'll be learning about him and enjoying and learning about his creative and recreative handiwork forever and ever in endless thanksgiving. How different in hell. In hell for all the unbelievers and the wicked. You know, those who go there, the Bible says, are those who are ungrateful in this life. They live ungratefully. And then they go and end up in a place where there's only always murmuring and groaning and weeping and gnashing of teeth. But in heaven, for all the saved by grace, together with the good angels and with God triune, there will be just endless rejoicings and thanksgivings and calling upon the Lord. And it will continue forever and ever. So, in view of our passages, our text, Philippians 4, especially the Philippians 4 passage, the first few verses we also read, let's stand fast, congregation, in the Lord. Let's be united. Let's rejoice in the Lord and rely on him. Take care to avoid strife and sin and lack of faith and faithfulness before him. And let's always be calling upon him in thanksgiving and making our requests known. And he will hear us. He will bless us. I hope it's becoming abundantly clear with this sermon now that Christian thanksgiving is distinct. It's all about being thankful in a way that seems unthankful, but isn't at all. Oh, may God bless also this message in the way of true thankfulness before the Lord, proving itself, yes, again and again in our lives, being steadfastly, humbly dependent upon him, in gratitude to him, and in requests from him. And to him be all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, as we come in thanksgiving to you, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you for being able to go to church and to learn from your word. But we also have it in our homes. We have so many blessings from your word. Lord, thank you for all that you give us. You lead us in the way of grace and truth. You teach us about true thanksgiving. Lord, as we reflect on this past year, even though it's been a challenging year in different ways, yet you've been so good to us. You have provided for us food and drink. You have kept us healthy, even when we've gone through sickness. You've kept us. You've been merciful. You have, Lord, granted us blessings in our family life, in our marriage, in our marriages. So much we have received. As a church too, you have allowed us, Lord, to function and serve, also to be a witness in the community. And Lord, when we think of our food and drink, you've provided for us. None of us have, as far as I know, ever had it that we had no food to drink, no food to eat, no food, no drink to have. We always had what we needed to live. None of us had to be on the streets. Lord, you have blessed us abundantly, in spite of ourselves being so often yet sinful and seeking to live independent instead of dependent. So, Lord, receive our thanks for all your mercies. But now, Lord, as we thank you, we also ask, oh, continue to be merciful to us. Continue to bless us and help us. We are a poor and needy people. It's not just a saying, it's the truth, Lord. And so help us. Deal bountifully with us as we go into a new year. Continue to supply us in our every need according to your riches in glory. By Christ Jesus, we pray. Continue to supply our every need for soul and body. And in school life and in work life, in society life, in church life. Lord, also as a country, we thank you for the blessings we may have. We have a country still of relative stability, way more than some other nations in the world. And Lord, at the same time, we see reasons for concerns and reasons to pray much that you will have mercy on our land, that you will grant us leaders who are people of integrity and who care not just to rule for their own sake, but to rule as your servants, knowing that they are accountable to you one day. Lord, remember our leaders, especially in these hard times, what wisdom they need, will you give it to them? Lord, will you remember us in mercy as a people? Lord, will you teach us to pray in true thankfulness? And even as we do so, to come with our petitions and our requests again and again and again. Thank you for the example of the psalmist and for the teaching of the Apostle Paul to come in thankfulness in a way that we ask for more, and that you are a God who delights so to bless us and make us a blessing. Hear our prayer then. Receive our praise. And thank you also for this Thanksgiving service now. Go with us in this new week. Strengthen us in all our responsibilities that we might live to your praise and be witnesses of your gospel while it's yet the day of grace. We pray all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.